Yeah. Yeah. You are now tuned in to the Pitoofies. Yeah. With your boy. What's up, Frecky?
You know who it is. Mr. Pitoofy. To you.
Y la Pitufa on this bitch.
Yeah, she's not here today. But we also got the special guest. Who we got?
T-shirt club.
T-shirt what?
T-shirt club.
T-shirt club. What's your name though?
Richie.
Richie Rich. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How about you?
Welcome back, motherfucker.
Chilling. And hey, and he came on the first attempt this time, guys.
Yes.
No, but so yeah, we're gonna talk about, you know, what you be doing.
Where your mama stay and where your grandma stay or where your daddy stay.
Everywhere. Oh, zip code, area code.
Real quick, nickname Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi.
So if that ever slips out, then yeah, Chi-Chi. That's Richie. So, Mr. Chi-Chi.
For real.
Tell us a little bit about your brand.
All right. I got Heartbreaks and Ashtray. It's basically a little... You see a couple people wearing the hats because that's what I really just be doing.
Motherfucker got that little wing going on.
I know, right here. Look. No, but basically I made the Heartbreaks and Ashtray brand, like what? Like 2018, some shit like that.
It's been that long already?
It ain't going on 5?
Oh.
It's just I ain't never really put it out there because I was doing everybody else's shit, making shit.
Right.
And I never think, but now that everybody else makes clothes and stuff like that, I got more time to do like my shit. So basically it's like for a smoker type, pain type, feeling type brand.
Okay.
So basically you could feel like if you lose somebody, I got logos for that. If you smoke, I got logos for that. I got, and so if you just like it, you just like it.
So walk through the logo since you're on that.
It's basically, it's a broken, that's my original logo, the one that I get embroidered. It's basically a broken heart turning into ashes over an ashtray. Hence the name, right. Heartbreaks and Ashtrays.
Right. So what? So the heart turning into ashes means the pain? And then you're smoking it away or something?
Basically, in a way, because one of the quotes that I always use, like on my page when I get it running, because I'm working on it right now, is basically art never comes from happiness. So that's where I get most of my ideas. Like, if you feel down, hurt, whatever, I just draw on a pencil. I just grab a pencil and paper and just draw.
So that's your type of therapy?
Yeah.
Some people, that makes sense.
Some people got rapping. Some people got fighting. Some people got.
I've heard that's drinking, where comedy comedy comes from. Like comedy comes from like dark places, like you know people that are depressed and shit like that, and they just make people laugh
or find a way to like entertain people by making fun of themselves and using their own pain and shit.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's like what J. Cole said. Some shit about with every joke comes true shit. So basically, like, motherfuckers think that shit funny and shit. Like, hold on, right, man. Whole time, like, what's the fat dude's name? The one that died? He used to be like, with Adam Sandler and shit.
Are you talking about the white dude that just recently died? The fat white dude? I forgot his name.
I think he was, because they
was it like Tommy something?
I don't know, but they had a documentary with him and shit. And it was like, talking about how Harley, some shit like
that. Yeah.
Some shit, but him, but... He used to be all happy and shit like that, but he used to be talking about his shit. They used to have to pick this nigga up. He'd be fucking overdosed or drunk as fuck somewhere.
The fuck was that?
Just out here lit and stuff, man. That's wild, though. You don't ever know. You motherfuckers be joking about shit and then be for real.
Yeah, you don't know what nobody's going through for real.
So when you talk about this logo, though, with the hearts turning into ashes and shit.
Is it ashes or smoke?
Ashes.
It's ashes because it drips into an ashtray. Show them the logo. But as you get that logo ready, so what I mean is like,
cause it's crazy,
how did you come up with that? How did you come with that? Like, does everything
man,
have a
I seen
everything have a meaning, right?
Like, I seen the whatchamacallit. I ain't even gonna lie. One day, I seen Snoop Dogg had posted something about, it was something similar to it. And then I was like, wait a minute, man. man, Heartbreaks and Ashtrays. I was like, I don't know. I started writing with it, and then people were just like, when I did the first logo, they were like, damn, bro, that shit's raw. It's raw. And then I found this dude who did embroidery. I was like, hey, bro, you want to do some hats for me? This motherfucker. The hat started coming out like 3 years ago. And then I just started rocking with it. People would buy them here and there. I was selling them for $20 a pop. Boom, just going. And they just was rocking them. And then everybody would be like, why you never put your brand out there? But it was just, I never really had time for it. And I was picky on, like, the fabric and material.
Yeah, but you talking about what you, I mean, your hat and stuff. Or, you know, you talked about it comes from pain or whatever, but I'm saying, like, the logo itself, does it all, like, I'm sure, like, there's a story behind it or a meaning behind it.
Yeah, when I lost my dad,
so that's, basically. So is that the heartbreak?
Hell yeah, because.
And then the ashtrays.
Well, really, if you think about it, back in 2008 was basically when I started smoking. Back when we lived on store, or when I stayed on store, I just literally, like, my grandma had passed away. I had some bud. I smoked my first joint. And yeah. At that, it was in Bible paper.
Oh, God.
I was like, look, man, I heard it. I was like, I heard I wasn't the first one to smoke out of it. We ain't had no papers. He said, like, literally, oh, I lived. Who knows me? Like, they know my store days right there on 41st. But, yeah, my grandma lived right next to me. So when she passed away, they were doing them things where, whatchamacallit, they had, you know where the church people start singing and stuff.
You know, you're talking about like worship,
campañas or whatever. Like, you know, the little things that they, when somebody passes away, that then they go to the person's house and they be reading the Bible and then they be playing the music.
It'd
be
some of the prayers, right?
Yeah,
the rosary prayers and stuff.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, that they give you the rosaries and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they were doing that. I lived next door. Everybody was over there. You know, I smoked in my attic. You remember the attic I had? We had that sleepover.
Oh, so you connected.
I connected so that connected, because that was my pain reliever at the moment. Like, I draw, which I got another logo like that, where the pencil's turning into basically a blunt, right? Because that goes from when I smoke.
So that's what I was going to say. You connected the heartbreak with what got you through that dick. Yeah. Like, you pretty much said, you know, your grandma passed and the only thing you had was buzz. So you went up there and you smoked it all.
Smoked it, literally, because I always was around bud, everything. My dad literally told me, like, oh, you can smoke whenever you want. You know, I ain't about to hide that shit from you or let you smoke with nobody else when you first start smoking. Boom, but I just never had the intentions to. Then it was around that time, I think, shit, I was working at Blue Jeans.
Blue Jeans.
Motherfucker.
I remember those days.
Man.
And I just started smoking, but I never thought of doing none of this clothing line stuff or none of that. Because if you think about it, shit, remember when I lost my toenail?
Yep.
I was like, I was airbrushing back then, and that was when I was young. So if I would have never stopped airbrushing because I was mad that I lost my toenail, I swear I would have been probably making shirts back then. Yeah. Like before fucking high school was over with. And then now it's just, I just like this.
So it sounds like you were always, pretty much always turning your pain into art.
Yeah. I used to literally,
like, a damn near lost a toe. Like, fucking let me do some airbrush.
Nah, but it was funny because, shit, I used to, before I smoked, I used to have dreams of drawing shit, like pictures. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and sketch something on them, go back to sleep.
Get the fuck out of here.
I promise you, Mondo could tell you this shit. He used to be like, he used to spend the night, you see the light on, like, bro, what the fuck?
Like, nigga, what are you doing over there?
I'm like, bro, I had an idea when I was sleeping real quick. You know I'm what? Over here drawing. This nigga be like, bro, what?
I would have thought that shit was so creepy. Like, this shit is demonic shit.
Like, I wouldn't even finish it.
What are you doing over there, bro?
I wouldn't
even
finish it, though. It was, like, literally a note. Like, literally, you know, like, if you see a number or something that you just want to, got to write the like, a little description or something. Me, it'd be like, I'd wake up literally out the middle of my sleep. Close my eyes, see it again, and then I'll be like, all right, start drawing.
Oh, God, this nigga said he was on that demonic mom, shit.
I'm calling my mom.
Mommy, no, I don't want to stay bro, here no
it was
more.
Some
fight.
Bro, I still probably got some of them notebooks, bro.
Hell no.
Like, bro. Literally, bro. Like, I don't play with my notebooks, bro.
To think of it, though. Come to think of it, for real. I think when I stayed over there one day, I think we all went to sleep, and this nigga Richie, Chi-Chi, did go into his, he had like a closet, but it wasn't no ordinary closet.
That bitch was big. It was like.
Nah, it was big, like spaces, like, but it was.
Y'all had
it,
Narnia in that but bitch.
It was
like.
It no, was, it was on some Harry Potter shit.
It was a little, it was a little door. It was a little door.
What the fuck?
It was a little door, and we had to like crawl through it.
Oh, on state. You're talking about on state? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I chalked my little brother for this room, because that bitch had. Bruh, it was the end of the fucking house, basically the back part.
Like a little cross space.
It was, they had a door and a wall. So literally, I had like one of them little end tables in the middle, and we literally will sit down like on our feet, cross right there. We sit down just nice and cross right there. We'd be smoking blunt.
On some Nesso 70 show shit.
Bruh, literally, but it was literal because it curved. So you feel me? Like, yeah. You had to sit there kind of tucked in.
Niggas felt like giants in that bitch.
No, we used to go to sleep, and this motherfucker used to come out of there drawing and then go back in. Like, what the fuck, this nigga?
Hell no, I would have not been your friend, bro.
Like, I love drawing.
He was definitely on that.
No, thanks.
No, but it's just.
I mean, we could have been friends. I just never would have spent a night at your house. No. I'm good.
Your mom would have been like, hey, man, why didn't you stay at your one friend's house? Nah, man.
What happened to Richie? You don't sleep over no more.
He like waking up in the middle of the night and drawing shit.
All right, mom, I need you to pray for him. That nigga wakes up out of nowhere and just starts scribbling shit.
Right. Is he sleepwalking? No, he's up. He's like, I see him. He talking to me. I'm talking to him.
We having a full on conversation.
He's talking about something. No, I just had to draw something. It would be some. It would be like I'd have some heat. Like it'd be some fire ideas. But I just had to get that little doodle out. Like if I can't draw the whole thing, I'll draw some of it. Like people always be telling me, "Damn, bro, you be having to." Some good ideas. Why don't you write it down?
Did you draw I'd be like, heartbreaks and ashtrays in your sleep?
No, I can't. I don't know. That shit just popped out of nowhere.
He just woke up like a fucking Frankenstein, like, foo.
No, but it was crazy.
So did you come up like with the name before the logo, or did it like?
No, I found the design first, and it, like, or no, I don't know.
It could have been the name. You found the design, or you drew it?
No, like I think the name, because I tried to pay like five people to do my logo, bro. I tried to pay like five people to whatchamacallit to do my logo, and nobody could do it. And then for nothing, for me to come one day and just was messing with my phone, and I made the logo, and people liked that logo out of all the ones that I paid. I paid this lady in Texas $150, and she couldn't even think of nothing. Like,
oh shit!
I paid so many people to think. Like the only person that did like two logos that I got working out right now was Elvis. Like, he got that, he did that shit raw, and it's like, but those are going to be, that's going to be more like, it's going to be a blunt and a ashtray sitting there with a whole bunch of hearts in it, and then it's just going to have, like, them little dots like that old school shit.
Oh, okay.
On some retro shit, he made me some shit like that. Then he got, for, like, the people who don't smoke and just lost somebody, I got a fire logo coming out with, basically, it's like the funeral table.
But hold on, why you want so many logos?
Because for different pieces. Like, my main logo is always going to be...
Heartbreaks and Ashtrays.
It's going to be that one.
So you kind
of... No, all of them are going to be Heartbreaks and Ashtrays, but different ones are going to be with different... Each shirt is going to have its own different meaning.
So kind of like a healthy feel to it, a little bit, like, in a sense. Like, not like city branded, like, obviously,
He got different... Like, his shit's raw because he got just different, hella different styles. But, like, my shit's going to be, like... One is going to be Art Never Comes From Happiness. So that's going to be the one, the blunt, smoking.
Right.
Turning into a pencil. So then, or the pencil turning into the...
This guy loves his weed.
I swear. No, but that's what it really is. But then that's why I started working with other shirt logos, like the funeral table, which is like the pictures of the people who passed and then a heart behind it. Because if you don't smoke, you feel me? You don't want to just be rocking shit that just got blunts on it or weed. Like my brother. My brother loves it because, you know, he lost my dad and shit. So that's his thing right there. So he likes wearing the brand, but it's like I'm not trying to get this motherfucker every brand, every logo that got weed on it or blunt. Because then it's going to look like he smoked or he can't rock it like everywhere and shit.
So besides your story behind your logo, what do you think would make you stand out?
Quality, bro. I swear the quality of stuff. That and colors. I don't know. And placement. Where you put shit, that shit always matters. Because some people think more is rawler, but shit, sometimes less is more.
Did you learn this as you, like, grew and got more experience? Because...
yeah. I learned a lot of shit with working with people that have fire-ass ideas.
Like, because because I feel like when you say that, you're trying to say more, like, to have more experience. You have, you have more experience is pretty much what I'm getting from it. Because you're saying, like, knowing the placement, quality, all that stuff. But
sometimes that's all it really is. With some people's brand, it'll sell like that. Because whatchamacallit, there be people that get shit.
Whatchamacallit?
They'll get stuff from overseas. Like, they don't even touch their stuff. They get it made, and they stuff be raw. Like, you be like, damn, bro, you did this? No, I ordered this. And it be fire. So that's why I say it's all about the idea, the placement, your name. Your name's always a big factor, too.
Right.
Like, I think that's why the Heartbreaks and Ashtray thing is cool, because it's like, kind of a catchy name, like, you feel me? It goes two and two together, like, motherfucker can smoke, like, damn, you see my shirt, bro? My shit going.
Are you afraid of the mic, Richie?
Nah, I'm short. It's charity.
He's like, that kind of from here, I feel like his voice keep cutting in and out.
I need that booster seat. I'm about to use that bitch to sit on here.
Okay, so you think your quality is what makes you stand out? Cause there's some people out there. There's probably people that have been doing.
It sounds like attention to detail too. Cause you're saying like the placement of shit, how simplistic but or like, how crazy you can be with it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like this, like, can you explain what do you think would be that you can do better from everybody else?
My thing is that I know how everything's basically almost made. Like I know that from doing these shirt things so much. Like, I learned how what can be touched, what can be turned into. This, that, like what you're able to just.
You're saying through on. Like trial and error, you like, know what.
I done burned some shit, bro.
Right.
I done burned some shit, made some stuff messed up, like did shit crooked, did backwards.
What is backwards? Nigga, that was definitely one of those moments.
Scooby Doo pop pop.
No, like bro. I promise you.
He just froze there and got stuck.
And shout out to my nigga June that got Cleveland Cruisers. So, bruh, and this is crazy because I had like 20 shirts to make him, bruh. And it wasn't backwards, but it was, their name is Cleveland Cruisers. Though I don't know why my program put Cruisers Cleveland when it set it up to cut. And I weeded it out and everything. I sent my nigga... I sent him the pictures of it, like, regular weeded out before I pressed it on the shirt. He's like, damn, bro, that shit raw. I can't wait till you see. Bro, I press it and everything. Bro, finished all 20 shirts. Was happy as fuck.
Wait, so you're saying Iraq didn't even notice it?
No, bro. I sent him the picture and he's like, yeah, bro, that shit raw. Man, here I go. Folded the shirts, everything. Told my nigga to come pick him up. Here comes Anthony. Walks in the house because he helped me on the, like, I had did a couple shirts for them before. He's like, damn, bro, they changed their name? I was like, what you mean? He's like, bro, it says Cruisers Cleveland. I'm like, man, stop fucking with me. I look at the shirt. He's like, nah, bro, you did all of these like that? I'm like, no. He started flipping through all the shirts. I'm like, oh. Bro, had to go buy 20 more shirts the next day. I was sorry. It's like,
hell no. Damn, so how much money you wasted on that? You didn't even make a profit then?
No, not really.
Damn.
I was like, wow.
You didn't even make your money back, did you?
No. I was sorry. It's like, I was like, but fuck it.
But you had
it. It was my fuck up. Because I was like, damn, bro. I was like, damn, my machine, you know, it was cutting everything fast. I was like, yeah, bro, I knocked these bitches out quick. I'm like, damn, Anthony came to the house like, damn, bro, you did all them shirts by yourself, right? I was like, yeah, bro, I did them last night. I was up. I was motivated. The whole time I did them backwards. Well, I put the words in reverse.
Right. I mean, you got to learn. You just keep learning and try to
get better. But anybody who craft, the motherfuckers will know what, then when that happened, that'd be the worst.
Why do you think it happened? You was trying to move too fast?
No, sometimes, like...
Probably.
Sometimes, yeah. But sometimes the machine, like, literally, like, it won't reverse the shit for you. So it'll cut. You be just thinking, like, yeah, you
or
know,
sometimes,
shit's going, it's cutting.
Or sometimes you're calling him, like, hey, I'm outside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nah,
I got
bruh.
You. I got you.
No, because look, this is the thing
hey,
that sucks.
Hey, I'm outside. I'm coming right now. I'm coming right now.
No, bro.
20 minutes go by. Chi-Chi, I'm outside, nigga. Bruh.
And then after like an hour.
It was an exaggeration. Probably like, bro, it was probably like 25 minutes he come to the door. All,
my bad, bro. I was like, you just did it now, didn't you? It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man.
For them 20 minutes. Like, hold on, bro. I gotta find my shoe. Hold on, bro. RJ needs something. Hold on, bro.
My sock. I need a sock, bro.
It's cold outside, right? Yeah, I need some socks, nigga. Hold on.
It's sunny. My sunglasses, bro. Wait. No, my eyes are bad. I can't see. I be squinting like a motherfucker.
That nigga found every excuse in the book. Like, hold on, bro.
No, but that shit sucks because working on my phone. Oh, that shit used to, when people used to call me that they were outside and I'd be in the middle of doing the order. Oh. Bruh, because my shit was Bluetooth. Bruh, I'll be sitting there, I'll run outside, smoke a whole blunt with somebody, all types of shit, thinking that my order's getting worked on and shit. By the time I walk inside, that everything will be done. Nope.
Nope.
That shit stopped as soon as I walked out the door. That said, you taking a break? So, I'm taking a break too.
Let me ask you this. Do you sell some of your old clothes at your store?
What old clothes? Like the merch?
Huh?
Like old shit that I make?
Like, do you I'm sell your...
At your store,
like,
at the store you work at?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to sell your, like, your brand?
Yeah, I sell it to customers. I don't sell it in store because we don't sell finished product.
Oh, okay. It's all customized?
No, everything's blank. Everything is for you to make.
Oh.
Just in case anybody need a plug on...
Oh, so y'all,
blank stuff,
y'all are like Alibaba type shit.
Alibaba.
No. Alibaba make the shit. We basically like, we're like Michael's and Joann's.
Oh, okay, okay. I got you.
Because she sells basically, she sells all the decal, all the heat transfer, sublimation shit, blank cups, keychains, mugs, fucking t-shirts, hats, hoodies.
That was who got you the canvases?
Nah, we do custom prints. I get my prints from them.
Oh, okay.
So we do custom prints. Like, we could do, she got commercial printers, so she could print a picture of you just as big as you.
How
damn. Why don't you put your logo at the bottom of the canvases in the corner or something?
About to, but I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. Because I might put shit on the back, too.
Because that's going to be the main logo, right?
Yeah. The first one. Always. That's always going to be my number one is the heart with the... thing, because it's simple. It's simple. It's clean. I wanted to do it like, that's going to be like my polo horse. Like, just right there. Like, bruh, I don't even have a font or nothing that I've ever wrote for, like, the wording because I never really focused on the words and shit. I just mainly just liked it, that logo. Like, I probably sold, like, almost 200 hats.
Damn.
I got a lot out there. Because you seen that one time. I had them, but the dude disappeared on me. Then I found a new plug.
Bad business.
Yeah, I found a new plug. He got me together, and boom, then I just started doing it. Like,
So since you talk about finding the plug and then fucking up on you, when that time come, like, you're ready, you got a quick way to find somebody else to supply you all these things? Or, because, like...
Right, do you have backup plans to fulfill orders and shit on time?
Yeah, because that's my thing. I don't like...
Because if not, you're going to make people waste more.
Like, I don't want to make something that I can't get all the time. Like, literally, if I can't get it, like, whenever I want, like, I hate ordering shit as it is. So the fact that I got to order this shit, I want my shit to be there in, like, a week.
Yeah.
So then if I get some, like, if there's something that I'm going to do that, or I'm going to have somebody do that I don't do... I want to at least try and get, like, a week, 2 weeks. Like, I'll give them a decent amount of shit to do. Like, I'm not about to sit there and be like, oh, give me 100, 200 in fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But at least, like, 25, 50, Like, let's see. If you do that, like, and you got the machines to do it, you feel me? Like, I'll ask you first. Like, hey, bro, you got that?
So what's, you do it? What's the largest order you ever sold?
I wholesaled, like, a couple hats, probably, like, 20 of them.
No, like, shirts and stuff. Like, what's the largest amount of quantity? Largest quantity.
Like, your biggest order. What was your biggest order type shit?
Shit, at once, it was, I think it was between Max Hayes and probably Embassy.
Oh, for real?
Because when I did all that shit for when they opened, I had to, man, I had to do fucking hella onesies, shirts, everything.
Hmm. Yeah.
But Max Hayes, that shit, that was $1,500 order. That's what made me get my LLC.
Who plugged you into that?
Tamandra.
Oh, for real?
Yep, shout out to her. Because basically, I made some shirts for some event that she had there. The teacher hit me up. And then he was like, oh, you make shirts, blah, blah, blah. Then I was like, yeah, and then, but the way it was, since it was such a large amount of money, the school couldn't just cash me a check to Richie. Like, they can't just be like, here, bro. So they made, that's what made me get my LLC, because I had to send them an invoice to become a vendor for CMSD all that shit. And then they had to register it, say, yeah, no, blah, blah, blah. And then I ended up getting it, and then it was raw, because now it's like, shit, if any school want to hit me up and get no big orders like that, you feel me, I got that thing, I got all that good stuff, which that's something that people got to do too. Like, I know in the beginning you don't want to hurry up and just, yeah, let me get an LLC,
right?
But it's like, eventually you get that, you start getting a big order, you ain't got to worry about somebody saying, oh, I ain't got here or something like that. Like, they sign a check, that shit feels good. Like, every time I've gotten checks, like, orders that was a check of anything over $100, I feel good getting, like, through a thing. Because it's like, shit, you got that little quick order. You did something for somebody, they happy. You be like, bet.
So how do you promote your brand? I mean, like, for you to get ready to start selling the brand, how do you best promote your brand? Like,
social media. Which, that's cool, and then word of mouth, basically, like, just telling people, because basically,
is that your main plan?
sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know, yeah.
Yeah, for sure,
but is that your plan, though, or are you, like, you got a plan where you're going to start from?
Yeah, because right now, hopefully by the end of this month, which will be basically the beginning of the year, I want to have my website all the way done with all the merch that I'm basically going to start selling. And then I'm just going to keep it. Yeah, I got one. I've been paying for it. I just never really started messing with it. So I think now, literally, since I'm working every day around all this stuff, like, literally, all I'm seeing is crafters all the time. You know what, some people got brands, some people don't.
I got an idea for you. Like, when people get orders, even if it's, like, anything of their orders, like, if they get, like, 3 shirts, like, hey, Richie, can you make me these 3 shirts? Then slide your hat of your logo. Like, here, thank you for the order. Boom.
Yeah.
And then next person, oh, Richie, let me get, like, 5 hats. Well, slide him a shirt or two.
No, that's what I be doing now, because what I do is, since I meet a lot of crafters that got brands, they'll come in there, they'll have something on, be like, hey, bro, you got an Instagram? Boom, follow them, they'll see mine, boom. And then if they got something, sometimes we swap out. Like, I'll be like, hey, bro, here, you want one of these hats? They'll either buy it, they'll take it, or they'll offer me something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, it's cool, because now you got somebody else rocking it.
But that's what I'm saying, right? So, like, if I tell you, make me 3, I want 3 Nike checks right here on the shirt. If I tell you, make me that, you make me those 3 Nike shirts, but then you give me one of your logo hats.
Yeah.
So, like that, if I like it to the point where I'm going to wear it, I'll wear it. And then people are probably going to be like, what hat is that? And that's where the word of mouth starts spreading more.
Yeah.
Or the shirts. Like I said, when people come to the store, I mean, not to the store or whatever, because you say you can't really sell it, but like just.
No, but I wear it. Like, literally. And I rock other people's shit, too. Like, I be promoting the shit out of people's shit. Like, I don't think I, like, literally, bro, other than my shoes, I don't think I really wear name brand shit in my boxers. Maybe not even my socks no more, bro. Everything I get is basically custom. Like my shirts,
local artists and
shirts,
shit.
Pants. Like, literally, like, or I wear other people's shit. Bro, I literally, if I don't have something I'll be like, hey, bro, what do you sell?
Know what that means?
For real.
Commercial.
Hey, hey.
What's up? All right. Welcome back, Mr. Pitufi.
What the fuck is up?
You've been quiet over there, man. Talk to me.
Yo, I know.
Huh?
Get the bus out there.
What's your problem?
Why you always gotta start with me, bro?
Just you being a little quiet over there, man.
Are they chilling? That though.
Is that chilling?
Yeah. What's up?
What you got? What you got for my boy Chichi though?
Chacha.
He said chacha.
Que yo tengo pa Chichi.
What do you got? What do you got? What do you got? What?
Where did we even leave off at?
I think.
Golly. Oh. Don't do drugs, kids. This is your mind on good, good drug.
Oh, shit. All right.
No, for real. Where were we? Where did we leave off?
Consistency.
That's not where we left off at. But if we want to dive into consistency, though, how would you consider yourself a consistent person?
No.
No? And do you think, like, consistency is a good asset to have for a business?
Man, I got ADHD like a motherfucker. Like, that's my only thing, because I try to do too much at once, bro. Like, literally, I just, if it's something new, especially too, I be on it. I be like, what? You want me to do what? Shit, let me try. I be like, yo. But see, now I don't do that shit no more. Like, literally, I've been better, like, ever since I've been working now, like, because it's like, now I got that steady money, like, working. So it's I take shit throughout whatever I got. Like, right now, my thing and my wave right now is canvases. I've been doing canvases and just been doing them for, like, the past week. But then I've been doing it more organized, too. Like,
put
me, cash at me. Send me a picture in my email.
So you've been working on your consistency and meeting, like, the standards of orders and stuff.
Yeah, like, I tell people, like, 3 to 5 days, especially because I'm doing the canvases. I work. I got my son, like, shit like that. So
some reasonable timelines and shit as well.
Because that's the thing.
And you've been working on a lot of shit, bro. That's good shit.
I'm trying to, because shit, that was one of my worst things, and that's one of the worst things that you could do, making shit for people. It's like getting a bad reputation, because it's like, once people, nah, bro, because, like, on Facebook, you feel me? Yeah. You'll tag, like, 50 people on the Facebook, and it'll sit there and be like, oh, he does shirts, boom. But it's like the one who's going to get like the most likes or whatever, you feel me?
Yeah, facts.
That's going to be who they're going to try and go to, and then they're going to start price matching. And right. That was one of
trying
my
to get
things,
quotes
too.
From everybody and shit.
I would hit people with such low prices that they'll start fucking with me. But then it's like at the end of the day, I'd push it off because I really wasn't making that much money on it. So then that kind of fucked me
You wasn't
up.
In no hurry because it wasn't really, you wasn't profiting.
But so. Now I do everything more reasonable to where I could just, I make my money, it's worth it. But it's like I'm surrounded by a lot of people and I price match they shit too.
So do you hate or do you love competition?
I love it because I like seeing what they're doing compared to what I'm doing.
The differences.
Yeah. But then it's like at the end of the day, that's where I've learned where I be cutting myself short too, because I can see somebody doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes better, sometimes worse. And it'd be like, damn, this motherfucker making that much when I'm only charging this much. And then that's what kind of made me stop taking so many like orders and just trying to get hella orders. Like now I just rather just go where I'm going to get the money at. You feel me? Because that's what I'm supposed to do with
this. And I feel like nowadays everybody owns a Cricut.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Or at least if they don't own one, they're on their way to get one.
Or they, like, literally, after the pandemic, everybody, I swear, ended up getting one.
Would you use a Cricut, Mr. Pitufi?
What the fuck would I use a Cricut for?
just if you ever wanted to try to like do your own clothes or like car decals or anything like that.
I leave that to the professionals.
No, but now the thing is, the way that shit...
It would be dope to learn, I'm not going to cap.
The shit is, the way it is now, is raw because now you can have one at the house and you can be like, fucking let me put a label on this shit.
It just is mine. Yeah, no.
That shit, imagine shit, especially like you, bro. Right.
No, I'm just looking.
Right. That was for him saying, yeah, bro.
Mom, I don't want to be here no more.
He was like, I was sipping. Nah, sip it.
Now that's B-Doofy.
I ain't trying to spend the night no more, Mom. These niggas on some weird shit.
He's like, the other one's acting up. Yeah. I don't know.
Nah, this nigga looking at weird shit in the corner.
He's like,
this nigga talking about he woke up in the middle of the night drawing shit.
No, he's like, I don't know, man. The drawing
this is fucking Stranger Things all over again. What the fuck's going on in this bitch?
So I knew I should have listened to you when you said
So do you feel like after you started doing shirts and all that stuff, like more people started doing it or a lot of people?
Yeah, I motivated a lot of people. Yeah. I swear.
And you was doing classes and shit too though, right? Like you was like
damn near because everybody would pull up and they just see me doing it and then just
oh, so y'all was just kicking it type shit and they was like, oh shit, so that's how you do it.
They was watching you the whole time like
literally.
Oh, okay.
And niggas was talking your shit.
Motherfuckers call me. Now I'm like the guru, bro. I swear. Now, hey, before, I ain't gonna lie, before I used to be mad as hell. Like, I know I had people mad on Facebook. Oh, man. I was trolling like a motherfucker. They used to be mad. Oh, there goes Richie again ranting. Like, why? I could do this too. It's money out here for everybody. Like, okay, it's still. But at the same time, it's just like barbers feel the same way. When they see another one, like, hey, I'm about to go to barber school. Hey, I'm about to be a barber. It's like, damn. And then it's just shit. That's why I started leaning into tattoos, because I'm like, yeah, you can't just jump on and grab a needle and just start tatting niggas. Like, shit. Right.
But I also think it's because of self-businesses. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people look at that fast, easy money.
Yeah, especially, like, the stay-at-home moms and shit like that.
Yeah,
and
they do their cricket things or... You know,
my thing is, if you do it, it's cool. You know, you make it for money. But it's like, some people, though, they be really liking this shit. And it's like,
some people actually like, doing it for like the art. Bro,
like, literally working at the store where I work, bro, just talking to people. Like, literally, it's not like I'm trying to tell you how to make it or telling you how to make it. It's like, you could get into it. I could talk you into buying one and you want to get one and shit. Like, oh, yeah, you know, I could do this shit at the house. But them talking to somebody who actually be doing this shit, some of them been doing it for years. Some people do airbrushing. Some people do screen printing. They'll do fucking resin, like all types of shit.
This nigga was listing all the shit that he does.
No, I do some of that shit.
Some people do this.
No, but it's crazy. But I'm saying they actually do it like on some raw. Like whatever I know the least about. Somebody in there has a bigger machine or knows how to do this shit.
Better, easier.
Yeah, and I'd be like, damn, for real? So I'd be learning from them, and they'd be learning from me now.
Right, yeah.
We're going to do something. Pichon walks into your store. Heartbreaks and ashtrays.
Why the fuck I got to be Pichon, damn it?
Mr. Pitoofy.
All the fucking names in this business. Pitoofy, Mr. Pitoofy, Piper, Sam, anything. Okay. Fucking Pichon.
Okay, Mr. Pitoofy walks into your store. He's your customer. Sell him a heartbreaking ashtrays shirt.
Sell him one.
How would you sell it to him?
Convince me to buy one of your shirts.
Yeah.
Type shit.
I'm going to ask you how.
No. Do it. Don't ask him.
How, nigga? Cause, bro, when somebody walks in,
he's saying like, "Give your sales pitch type shit."
Sales pitch, right now. You don't know him.
I don't have no sales pitch. This ain't like when we sold.
But you don't know him.
Bro.
He just walked into your store.
This ain't acting like when we selling cologne. We can't do that no more.
Listen, bro. He walks into your store.
This ain't like walking downtown for a brown game.
Like, I'm like, I want a massage shirt. I want a massage shirt. One? Like, nah, it's just.
Bitch,
like,
I'm a dog.
Right.
Nah, cause it's like for real. Once he walk in. Feel me? I'ma have my shirts just laid out and shit on the walls.
So you're gonna
like
be that person to be that just wait for them to look, grab something.
Yes, bro. I work
you,
at
you kind of let
bruh,
the
I
art
used to
speak
work,
for itself,
bro.
Type shit.
No, because look, I used to work at Blue.
Type shit.
I used
the
to,
fuck is wrong with me?
Bro, it was crazy because I was just talking to somebody about that shit. No, but look, I went to, I used to work at Blue Jeans, bro, and she used to literally make me, she used to be like, no, go to the customer. Like, I used to be like, damn, man. Because I had to be like, hey, can I help you with something? You good? You need something? And it's like, that shit be annoying, because when you go to the store, don't that shit bother you?
Yeah, yeah. Just be like, hey, like, bro, I'm just looking, bro.
It's like the, like, what is it? Fucking Don't Be a Menace when the Chinese lady was in the fridge.
Hurry up and buy.
Yeah, like, it's like, damn. Nah, but I'll just, because at the store now, people go in there, I'll be like, hey, what's up? How's it going? And then boom. Or hey, depending on who it is, if it's older, it'd be like, hey.
You sound scared.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
It depends. If it's an older person, you know, I get my little old man voice on. Like, hey, man, how's it? If it's somebody young, I'll be like, hey, what's up, bro?
Still got to come up with more.
If it's somebody.
Like, hey, how you doing?
If it's a lady, hey, how's it going? If it's kids, if it'd be like, hey, what's up? And then I'll ask them, like,
you gotta have the energy.
I'll be like, what are you guys in here for today? Or what are you guys about to make?
What the fuck y'all doing in here today, son?
You got that soft voice.
Fuck you looking for?
Yeah, you gotta come with the energy and be like,
I do. If you call the store, bro, you wouldn't even know that.
Matter of fact, nigga, you look like you need one of these right here.
Look at this. Oh,
no, that's one thing. No, look.
Look at this heartbreaks and ashtray shit right here, nigga. I got this shit for you. Look at this sauce.
Right. That's that sauce.
That's why splat. I never think, but I swear, once I have a store,
well, don't worry about it, sweetheart.
What you saying?
No, I'm saying once I get one of these little stores,
what the fuck is going on, bro?
It's gonna be going though, bro. It's just, I don't know. I let people, whatever you want to buy, If you don't, I'll be in that bitch
now
like
that's
be doofy.
And if you want to buy it, it don't sell. If that right. shit don't sell, I'm gonna be like, damn, this really shit ain't selling.
So what is hints and advice that you will give people that are doing cricket that maybe you learned along the way or
something
that you probably think to yourself that they don't know.
Don't ever buy cricket product. Like literally, like the vinyl and shit, the machines are good. The vinyl sucks. Always get a heat press. Start with one of those. Then fucking basically no Amazon shit. Amazon's cool for the most part, like on the vinyl and shit. But literally, if they go to Crafters where I work, nigga, bro, we got
this nigga trying to put on first store. Bitch want to raise his season. You come down to Crafters, nigga. We gonna hook you up. And you got everything you need in that bitch.
Literally, plus me.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
They come to the store, bro. They got me to tell them everything, bro. I explain to you how to.
You don't want no heartbreaks and ashtrays.
Hey, I don't promote my business, but man, I come down to Crafters Supply, right, nigga.
Right, okay,
bro, I'm telling you, bro. I swear. If he's so many people in there, I sell them some shit. They might not get it the first couple times, but they be coming back trying to buy some more. Hey, Richie, I fucked that shit up, man. You know how?
But you see,
oh, no, message me, bro. I got you.
Listen, but you seen the switch in your energy? When you was like, well, come down to Crafton. You see how it's energy, though? It switched quick. That's how it should be with the heartbreaks and t-shirts, like that energy.
Yeah, but you got to see it, bro.
You got to believe it.
See it to believe it, bro. I'm like Ripley's.
Not for real, but you gotta believe it though. You heard?
What the fuck this nigga say? The
thing is, like Ripley's, you gotta see it to believe it.
The thing is, a lot of people, don't support until they see it booming.
Yeah, literally.
Because a lot of these people are only following trends.
That's so when it's gonna be high.
When it becomes a trend or when it does like get around and people like, oh shit, I'm rocking with it, then that's when they'd be like, shit, more people support it. Hey, I wanna do it because more people are taking pictures with it or more people are sharing it or more people are wearing it. So they're like, they wanna be with the flow.
Literally.
So
but it's some brands out there that are actually raw as fuck. Like you sit there and you be like, damn, this nigga really put his time into that shit. But then it's just people just selling shit just to sell shit. Like, you be like, nah, bro. Like, you got to put a little bit of thought into there. Like, you can't just make a brand, just throw a name out there and just be like, yeah, that's my shit.
You look at brands and clothes and, like, get ideas for you?
Yeah, literally. Like,
what's the most brand you think you look at their ideas?
Scooby-Doo Pop-Pop.
Thrasher, right? That's the, what they're calling.
You talking about that skateboarder brand?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Mr. Shit. Pitufiville.
Their shit's pretty cool. Like,
fuck you, nigga.
Old Navy, like, their types of their fucking, like, their cuts on their shirts
you
and shit like that.
You miss me at Old Navy's, bro.
No, I'm saying, what is it? Like,
you had it by Thrasher.
Thrasher's cool.
Right, you was with him.
I'm with a lot of shit. That nigga said Old Navy, though. No, I'm saying,
like, they got, like,
I'm good.
The way their shirt, I fuck with a lot of Target shit.
Target's raw, that Goodfellow shit? You raw be getting that fuck, shit, bro? Goodfellow's my shit, bro. Like, my closet's Goodfellow.
They got everything. Their jackets, their windbreakers, joggers, t-shirts. Bro, and I like them because, bro, Target ain't going nowhere. So it's facts. Like, I could buy their shirts, put my little logos on there, customize them, boom, there we go.
And those are good-ass shirts, too, no cap.
You get them cheaper with bulk, or you just buy them as is?
I buy them in packs sometimes, but for the colors, I got to buy them bitches single. But it's still, it'd be worth it because somebody will have a good-ass shirt. Like, there's these other brands that I found online and shit. They're within a week of coming, so I was like, see, that's cool because if I order it, I get it in the same week as somebody else to start making it, and then it'd be like, boom, it'll be done. Or if I got to make it, I make it, and then I could just supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
So you also do tattoos.
Oh yeah, you did mention that.
Where is that going?
How'd you even start that? Like, how'd you get into that? You started doing it because it wasn't like a big industry for it.
Yeah, and because I was tired of people playing, not fucking answering the tattoo and shit like that. So then I started.
He was like, "Fuck it, I'm a tattoo myself."
Yeah, this nigga Israel got a tattoo from me.
Who's that?
You. Mr. Goofy.
No, that's him.
Or who the hell? What the hell?
Pirulo. Now that's
Pitufi.
Frankie.
Mr. Pitufi. Welcome to the show.
Bolita.
Now that's
Pitufi.
I heard that in a minute. I'm not going to cap. Right,
for real.
He said Bolita. For real
though. What about these tattoos, Mr. Chichi?
Doing the tattoo shit, it's raw. That shit's kind of, it's soothing, you know, because it's like you gotta be focused. And you're doing some shit that's permanent as fuck on somebody. So it's like, you can't fuck that shit up. Like, that ain't like doing a shirt. Like, oh, yeah, this nigga just throw the shirt away. He's like, you got to do a tattoo. It's like, you got to be.
All right, bro. You can't throw that away. It got to be right.
Yeah, it's like, boom. And then it's like, that's a real learning process right there. Like, you got to be on your
How'd you
shit
practice?
On people.
Fucking
on
people.
On myself. Up.
Nah. Fucking people. Nah. Oh, these
people,
niggas,
yeah. There's some motherfuckers gone. Walking around with some shit.
They go be like 10 years old and be like, why the fuck did I let Reggie tap me up here?
Oh, no. No, my shit wrong though.
So what's your favorite tattoo you ever done?
Man, I did this chest piece on this dude. It was pretty cool.
What you do on him?
I think he got forever grateful, like some shit like across.
Just words.
Yeah.
Oh, you did like the collarbone joint, like.
Yeah, but that shit came out clean as fuck. I was like, damn, I was in my zone that day. I was like, damn, that bitch came out professional. But I've done some nice shit, like on my Instagram. People go on my Instagram. I had a nice little summer last year. I was just tatting up some shit. It's just that shit takes some time. Like, shit, you can't just sit there trying to. Rush through a couple of tattoos and shit. You gotta sit there, book a nigga. Then when you go to somebody's house, they wanna know.
But that's your favorite.
They don't
tattoo.
Know what they're doing. They don't
that's
know.
A favorite. Your favorite tattoo you done though. The forever. What you say? Forever grateful.
Yeah, I mean.
You're saying because like just the quality of it.
Yeah, that shit was raw. I can't. I don't know. I did so many tattoos. I don't even remember. Some people, they be like, "Damn, bro, remember when you did this?" I'm like, "Damn, now I do. I ain't
don't
remember address, before."
Kids.
I'd be like, I ain't remember before, though, but now I do.
So are you going to focus on tattoos? Or are you going to focus on clothes, brands? What's going to be your main focus?
Making shit, for real. The tattoo shit's just going to be like a side
hobby.
Like a little side hustle. Because right now, I work at the crafter store. So it's like, I'm always making shit as soon as I get off.
Come on down to Crafter Supplies.
Like, literally, because I'm there all day, so I can grab whatever I need. As soon as somebody texts me, like, hey, bro, what's up, man? I need such and such shirts or whatever. I'll be like, all right, but I got you. Give me, like, 2 days. If I needed to get it printed, I get it printed right there. If I need to just make it at home, I'll make it at home.
Right.
Like, yeah, the canvases, dope. That's literally.
So you're saying, like, you be working, like, on your business shit, like, on store time, too?
Yeah, I'm allowed to.
That's wrong.
Like, I'm allowed to, like, not just sit there and just start making shit, but, like, at the same time, while I'm there, you know, I'm basically slow, selling shit. Yeah, so it's like, sometimes I'll just be chilling there while I'm putting, like, the prints on the table or putting motherfuckers orders on the shelf and shit, looking at what people getting printed. I be sparking ideas all the time. Like, damn, bro, that shit is fire, though. So, you know, it's like, once you take your idea into it, you be like, damn, this would be raw. Or this would be raw to do like that. Because you see different people's shit. Like, literally, I'm dealing with.
So you're getting all kinds of inspiration from, like, yeah, all these literally kind of artists all the time. Like,
and then most of the people that come there, they got their own brand. So they'll come in there and they'll just be basically, they'll be wearing their shit, buying a certain material at my job. And then I'll be like, hey, what you doing with this? And they'll show me, like, yeah, I'm doing this. And then that's when I can spark an idea, like, oh, so if he do this, I could do that. And then I do the same thing for people.
Right.
A lot of people walk in like, hey, Richie, what you working on this week? I'll be like, oh, shit, yeah. Come over here real quick. Buy a couple sheets of this and then do this. Look, I'm about to give you the formula real quick. So, you know, you got to.
So your for sure thing is the crafts.
Yeah, because I can't say it's just shirts because I make more than shirts. No,
that's what I'm saying, the crafts.
So it's
the
just hats, the crafting shirts, shit. Like,
clothing. So you're on your Mr. Creation shit pretty much.
Yeah. Because with the tattoos, you feel me?
When are you going to focus on your businesses, though?
You
just, like, on a, like, a stack, like, stack some bread type right now type shit, and then
get. It's really the ideas and putting it together, like, samples, like, the website. Once I get, like, that's why the whole website, I want to start it for January, like, where it's open for people to just order it. But I was thinking, like, a good release date, since it's Heartbreaks and Ashtray, do it, like, Valentine's Day.
Oh, shit.
Like, why not? Give myself a little bit of time, too, to then. Because I'm going to have the site running by January. So, boom, people start ordering. And then just to see, like, new releases and just, like, some raw exclusive shit, start dropping that shit, like, in February for Valentine's Day. Boom.
Entonces.
Tato?
Now you know. Look out. February 14th.
What's that, Valentine's Day?
This nigga, I was about to ask too, but thank God he asked first. I was like,
damn, I think is it's,
that again?
Is it the
14th? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Valentine's.
No, because I was about to say a day, but I was like, fuck, what number am I going to say?
Okay, so.
If I fucked it up, y'all already know Valentine's Day, motherfuckers.
Yeah, so as we're about to close up, because we're getting close to that time, is there a funny memory that you shared? Probably with me, because I'm sure you haven't shared one with Mr. B. Doofy. What you like to speak of?
Bruh, I don't know. It's a lot of shit, bro. We've been through a lot of motherfucking shit throughout the motherfucking years, bro. We done went through almost car accidents. Fucking, what else?
So what's the funniest, though? Off the top of your head, just the one that comes up real quick.
Thinking of funniest, the one that just comes out, boom.
Damn. Bro, it's a lot, bro. I'll be geek. I sit here and start saying,
don't do drugs, kids.
Say a whole nother fucking podcast on just like the Richie and fucking Frecky episode. We're gonna talk about memory.
Chichi and Frecky.
Chichi and Frecky.
So you ain't got no memory, huh?
Now that's
B-Doofy!
Mr. Chichi. Since you can't think of an funny memory, we'll hit you with the Now That's Be Doofy button. But not for sure. Thank you for coming back and
facts.
Talking about your branding. I mean, this guy wants to do tattoos. A tattoo has brand on your forehead. He already got a pencil and like a star dangling off his forehead or what?
It's a spider, bro.
It's a spider, bro.
Did you do that to yourself?
Nah, hell no.
I ain't about to fuck that shit up. Because this guy done tattooed like half his body already. So.
Yeah. Damn. Most of my leg, some of my arm.
That's wild.
I was like, fuck it, I gotta do it on somebody.
Ink my whole body. I don't give a motherfuck.
So there's anything you wanna say towards me or Mr. Kadoofy, any advice for us or
y'all gotta start making some merch.
We do gotta get on it.
Pass that shit out. But y'all doing good. Y'all got some good ass equipment now. Y'all
you're gonna start selling it down at Artwork Crafters.
Right. You gotta put us on, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. Y'all start having all this merch. Y'all start
passing
it out.
Head on down to Crafter Supplies.
Crafters Wholesale.
Crafters Wholesale.
No, but it is raw, though. Like, just like how y'all moving up and doing y'all stuff, like, getting more equipment and shit, like, better quality stuff. That's just basically how I do with my little crafting shit. And it's raw.
Yes, sir, so man.
Like, you know?
Thank you for coming in and doing your thing with the
Pitoofies,
yeah. Mr. Freaky.
Mr. Freaky Tona.
Freaky out.
I'm gone.
Peace out. We'll be right back.